Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Let's go on an adventure. Bop, bop, shoo, bop, 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 yeah. Let's go on it together. I did it, did, do, 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 do. Let's go on an adventure. Bop, bop, shoo, bop, 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 yeah. Let's go on it forever.
Hi, everybody.
Wait, I gotta sit back down.
Yeah, let's not creep the folks out. So, welcome to the math.
The math.
The math ain't math in here, folks. Welcome to the musical chairs of Massachusetts. No, do not adjust your headsets. This is not a not a flub. We have quite the episode for you guys today.
It's not too often that we rename the show.
But it's never happened before, actually. This is how you know it's kind of a big deal.
No, we renamed the show a few other times. No, we actually haven't. I lied.
No, we haven't. Yeah. So, yeah.
So for a first, because we like to have, we're all about firsts, we have.
First of all, what is on your face, Christopher?
Okay, so, I wanted to make sure that my normal glasses were boosted up to max. And that's what these are.
Oh, to the max.
To the max.
Sensing a theme here.
That's right. There is a theme. So welcome, guys, to another episode of the Musical Chairs, Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Oh, thank you. Where we go to random open mics.
I went to the random open mic.
I
make people cancel their Saturday plans.
And
for good reason, a good cause.
And we tag them. And bring him in the studio, and that's it.
He said it didn't hurt that bad.
That's right.
Yeah.
But before we get to our guest today, which again we are very excited to have here, Nikki, how's things?
Things are going.
That's good.
Yeah. I'm on. I don't know, concert number. I lost count of the summer.
Oh, I know.
I'm on my way to go see Whiskey Myers tonight.
Well, you know what?
Well, by then, it'll be October. So God only knows how many other concerts I've been to between recording this and now. But
that is right. I mean, we are in the month of October. We're almost near.
It's spooky season.
We're almost nearing Halloween. Hallow's Eve.
It's always Halloween in my soul. Yeah.
That's why I'm wearing the glasses. It's part of my
your shtick.
Part of my costume. pumpkin spice everything.
Nope.
Yes.
Pumpkin spice is an abomination.
No, look, I'm...
Nope. The only time pumpkin spice belongs in anything is in a damn pumpkin pie.
Okay, hold up. Or pause.
No,
I'm pausing.
No, you just opened up a can of apple pie filling here, my friend, because apples will always be superior.
Let's glaze over pumpkin spice, and let's go with pumpkin spice.
What? What?
That was.
That sounds dirty.
That was your word fumble right there for a second. And I'm like, you know what? That could be marketed. Give me some pump spice.
No.
It's like Old Spice.
No.
But
sounds like something that belongs in an adult store.
Give me some net pump spice.
No. Okay. We're in the plane here.
This is a good show. I'm going to go out to. Worcestershire sauce. No, Worcester.
Wash your sister sauce.
Wash your sister. I'm going to go down to Worcester. I'm going to go to this little place called the Palladium. And I'm going to.
Maybe you've heard of it.
Maybe you heard of it. I'm going to waltz in there like I own the place. And I'm going to go check out Young Other.
Yeah? Like you own the place? Like you're a VIP or something?
Well, maybe. That's what I'm saying. Guys, if you haven't already watched it, that was episode 1 of season 2. Young Other, they are fantastic. Check it out. It's awesome. But so I'm going to go down there. And prior to this, I was a very honored to be a photographer for the Hardwick Rock Festival. and took some pictures. And it's been almost a week now, or actually has been a week.
Exactly a week.
Exactly a week. And I continue to wear this. I don't know if you can see it.
The shininess is gone.
Yeah, it used to be chrome, people. There we go, right there. Anyways, it used to be chrome. It's no longer transparent. I was kind of hoping that it would turn into a tattoo. It didn't. But I'm going to go ahead. It's time to say goodbye to the VIP bracelet. So
farewell. Au revoir.
La 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 la.
Sayonara. Aww.
Wah, wah, wah.
Hey, there's still a little bit of chrome on that back part there.
Oh yeah, there is.
Yeah. Surprised it like didn't leach its way into your skin.
Well, so to make sure nothing goes to waste.
No. Did you not learn your lesson the last time you ate something foil?
This is why I shouldn't be unsupervised.
Yeah. This is why I. This is why we don't keep Reese's peanut butter cups in studio anymore, because clearly we can't trust Chris with foil things and not putting it in his mouth like a child.
She, you know,
I am the adult here.
Yeah.
And that's saying a lot.
Nikki, unfortunately, Nikki foiled my plans. Yes.
I don't have cricket noises anymore.
I know. We'll fix that. Our board's a little bit of it.
A little bored.
Bored. But anyways.
Oh, shit. I've been hanging around you too long.
It's pretty. Anyways. But yeah. So to circle back to our guest today. Like I said, it was just by chance. Oh. Would you put that away? Seriously. Is now the time? There's no buns around here.
Oh my God. We're all glazed?
Oh, Jesus. Anyways, but yes. So, guys, you are in for a treat. We have a super special young gentleman who is up here from Nashville visiting, originally from California.
And got family ties to the area.
Got family ties to the area. And, you know, last second, and we said, hey, would you like to come on the show? He said yes. And so.
No, I asked. And then I voluntold Chris, you're not doing what you thought you were doing this weekend.
They don't know that.
Oh.
We have to like ease into it. So make sure that you're.
No, we're just raw dogging this.
just raw dogging. But no, guys, yes, you are in for a treat. So again, thank you. And.
Yeah, this is going to be about as much fun as Owen Wilson on a scooter.
Oh, you know what? I'm glad that you brought that up.
Yeah.
What would that sound like?
I don't know.
I mean.
Now I'm curious. Now, what would that sound like?
What would that sound like? Let's try it.
Wow.
yeah, that's what that sounds like. Owen Wilson will live on in memory through Chris.
You might want to redo that. I just, like, I'm going to move over here.
What?
Because I don't want to laugh over it.
Oh, don't worry. Laughing is part of the whole shtick. That's what we do here. In fact, it's not a show if I can't get Nikki to laugh at least 5 or 6 times.
Yeah. Just don't do it while I'm trying to record a song, Christopher.
Well, you know, if that happens, it happens.
It happened.
But thank you guys again. So, Nikki, would you like to go ahead and introduce our guest for today?
Sure can. Buckle up. This is a first ever exclusive of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts. Max Struthers was born and raised in Southern California. Inspired by legends such as the Eagles, Doobie Brothers, Allman Brothers, Steve Miller, all the way to Merle Haggard, Dan Seals, and Keith Urban. His influence and style have that sound and vintage feel as 70s soft rock infused with country and pop. Today he resides in Nashville, writing and recording his own music, touring as lead guitarist and playing live shows on Broadway with local musicians. Primarily a singer-songwriter, Max is also an accomplished guitarist and has performed professionally in San Diego, Nashville, and is traveling nationally. He is determined to make the next generation of music that has a modern take on sounds from the past. Welcome to the studio, Max.
Cool.
Woohoo! Thank you. Thank you for coming in and blessing us with the rains from Africa.
Or at least Nashville.
or Nashville, let's say. thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks for having me here.
Oh yeah,
definitely. Yeah. Last minute, might I add?
Oh my god.
So, I went to the Onion this past Wednesday. So it's what now Saturday. So this was 2.5 days ago, mm-hmm. and they have Max happened to be there with his family, and I was just like, we need to get him on the show. And I said to Chris, cancel your plans. He's like, I'm not canceling plans unless it's Max Struthers. I'm like, actually, as a matter of fact, it is. So you need to cancel your plans. So thank you so much for coming down.
Of course.
Very last minute.
I was excited. I was excited to talk to you guys.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. So let's get into it. Let's dive into the questions.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. When did it start? You're fairly young, right?
22.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. But I'm willing to bet that music's been a part of your life for a long time.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Tell me about that journey. When did music become a part of your life?
Just forever, man. My parents just constantly playing music around the house and singing in the car. But I first picked up a guitar when I was about like 11 years old. I just always wanted to be a rock star when I was a kid, and that's all I could ever picture myself doing.
Sure.
Nothing else. All day I would just either try strumming the guitar or watch videos of bands I loved on TV and listen to music. And I just, as soon as I was able to kind of start playing guitar and start getting to a band, I could. And that's all I ever dreamed of doing, really.
That's awesome. That's mm-hmm. awesome. And you know, it's so often too that our family, you know, initiates that influence.
Yeah.
Inspires us to.
Someone's got to show you the way, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. Definitely.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's cool. I can definitely tell, and I think everybody else can tell, how committed you are to perfecting your craft, mm-hmm. you know, and I realize too that it's a commitment, man. You know,
yeah.
I bet you you're you started off practicing quite a few hours a day, and you know.
Yeah, I would just wouldn't put it down.
Yeah.
My mom would use that as a punishment. We're taking the guitar away so you can't play anymore.
Oh, I love that.
Wow.
Yeah. That's sweet. That's uh-huh. sweet. That's awesome. So going in that direction there, what was the first song you learned how to play?
Man, I don't even know. First song, it was probably just playing the blues or some sort of blues riff or just,
nice.
You know, the old 12-bar blues.
Yeah.
First song I ever learned, I can't even remember. I just remember trying to teach myself, whether it's listen to the song or just going on YouTube, like every classic rock song I could, from, you know, Led Zeppelin to the Eagles to whatever it was.
Wow.
Just trying to go over everything. I would just, you know how you get a bunch of suggested videos. But, oh, I want to learn that one. Oh, I want to learn that one. I want to go learn that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just whatever I could.
Well, you definitely had good taste. That's I grew up with the classic rock too.
Yeah.
Led Zeppelin was like my first like band crush.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I think mine was Elvis.
Was it? Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, Elvis is great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I was obsessed with Elvis. Anything. I watched all of his movies. You ever watch the old Elvis movies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's, uh-huh. Sorry.
No, it's okay. He's great, and I've watched some of his stuff online from shows he's done, and it's incredible.
Yeah, he's the king, man.
Yeah.
I was just in doing a show in Memphis, so I got to walk down Beale Street and all that, and that they have like Sun Studios there, and I mean obviously I'm going back pretty soon to play there again, so we're gonna go to Graceland.
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
That'll be awesome.
Yeah, that's cool.
So how long have you been in Nashville for now?
Just about over 2 years.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Uh-huh. So do you have to like convince your parents to be like, can we move?
Well, you know what? We were trying to get out of California for a little bit just because of prices and I just wanted to do something else. You know, I wanted to move on. Mm-hmm. Although, man, I miss San Diego.
Yeah.
You know,
it's beautiful there.
Yeah. I'm definitely, I've decided I'm moving back when I'm ready, you know,
mm-hmm.
when
you
I'm
go.
Older, but, cause I love it.
Yeah. The but world I just oyster, wanted to, man.
I haven't really seen much of the country, you know, when I was just a kid. So
yeah.
I always wanted to move to Nashville just because, you know, it's Music City and where all the people are playing music. So, I think my parents decided that they're either going to come back here where they're from, or I was going to go to Nashville, and then I just said, you know, I think I got to go there now before maybe, you know, it takes too much time coming back and forth.
Right, right.
So I just, so me and my dad drove, he drove his van, and I drove my car, and we followed each other to Nashville.
Oh, wow, from San Diego.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
And made it happen, and I've been living there.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite experience so far since you've been out there in Nashville?
I mean, man, it's probably got to be playing on the Opry stage. It was cool.
That's incredible.
Oh, I saw a picture from that. That's not living out in the world on a video, is there?
It's what?
What? Are you having a stroke?
In my head, there were other words. In,
is
in
there like, the is there anything on the internet, like YouTube or whatever?
Yeah, of that. Of that.
I don't think so. Well, you know what? The Opry videos every performance there, but they don't always upload it to their YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure it's videoed like professionally.
Sure, sure.
But I just have a bunch of videos on my phone from it.
Yeah.
But sooner or later, it's probably going to come out or something like that.
Yeah. Or do you have any of those videos on like your social media pages?
Oh, yeah.
Or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, okay. Everyone, we see the. Everyone needs to just follow him on the social medias.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just my name, Max Struthers Music. But, but yeah, that was super cool. I remember my mom came out to visit and we did like a tour of the Opry just for fun.
Cool.
And I think it was just like less than a year later I got to play it. So it was cool.
That is so awesome.
Like, did somebody like approach you? Like, hey, we got this
well, I'm opportunity? I'm just playing lead guitar for a band.
Okay.
And they were playing. I'm just a guitar player.
Sure, sure. You're just there by association.
Yeah, exactly. But
that's incredible.
I played on the stage. But that's cool. It was really cool, yeah. I'm super happy to play with those guys. They're called Neon Union. They're like a country duo.
Oh, nice.
And I travel with them playing shows all over the country.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's allowed me to kind of see a lot of the country, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just play in different places. But I'm super grateful to them to be able to join them when I can, you know?
Yeah. Oh,
that's beautiful.
Uh-huh. And they're super cool, awesome, fun guys to hang out with.
That's the best, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, definitely. I know we have so many cool tight-knit musician around here, and they'll do the same. They'll travel, and it makes it so much easier when you all have fun together and just
doesn't feel like it's technically work, I guess, you know, you're just doing what you love.
Best job in the world.
Yeah.
I never even pictured myself being a lead guitar player or going to Nashville to do that. I just went down there to record music and sing my songs, you know?
Yeah.
And I started playing on Broadway, and it's a good job to do. I encourage anybody to do it, really.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can do it, really. Oh, people don't know that. You can go down there and make a living just playing on Broadway.
Wow. Wow, really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anybody can do it.
Yeah.
And they should.
Well, it's basically what? Like window shopping, right? Like when you walk down
for
the
bands.
Street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because think about it. Like, all the windows and doors are open. It's probably just noise pollution in the streets until you walk into a bar and to like solidify that. But it's basically window shopping for music.
So I was just a singer down there just playing acoustic, and I would, people would start calling me and say, hey, can you play electric? Can you play lead on our gig? And I would just say, yeah, sure. So I started playing lead down on Broadway, and I was kind of bouncing back and forth from just playing lead guitar and then singing. And then eventually through one of my friends that I played with, he said, hey, we're having auditions for this band and we need a lead guitar player. And I was like, yeah, sure. So I came down and I got the job, and it's been cool.
That's
it's been
amazing.
A lot of fun.
Oh, that is sweet.
Mm-hmm. So I've kind of just been, I don't even know what I'm doing right now. I've just been back and forth writing songs, recording songs, being a lead guitar player down Broadway, traveling with Neon Union on the road. And I've had a lot of fun just being up here, just seeing family and playing gigs up here. And I'd really love to do a lot more than that. Love to do a lot more shows up here where family can come. And
I know that makes it extra special too. When family can attend the shows, you know,
Hopefully maybe, you know, just being on this platform here, if there's any, you know, venues up this way,
of course.
Maybe hearing this podcast and hearing, hey, you want to spread your wings and come up here a little bit.
Yeah.
Book him, please.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be great. So. You know, it's funny that you mentioned that, because I literally just got a message this morning about a country festival. Cool. And then we have another rock festival coming up. So
we'll have some opportunities. Yeah. We can keep you in the loop.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. We'll make things happen.
I know a guy.
But let's go ahead and start off with a song. Do you have a song for us?
Yeah, sure. Let me grab the tarp.
By the way, that's a beautiful guitar.
It is a beautiful guitar.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I actually just got it.
Really?
Yeah. It sounds cool, though. I like it. I've always wanted one of these J45s.
I mean, Gibson always makes such an awesome guitar.
Yeah.
So, do you have a collection of guitars at this point? I feel like...
Oh, yeah.
What's your current count right now?
I don't know. Probably like 15.
Oh, my God.
that's pretty normal.
I know,
that's pretty typical.
So what do you have? What are you going to play for us? A cover? An original?
What do you guys want?
Whatever your little heart desires.
Yeah, this is your show.
This is your show. We're just here for it.
Okay. I'll do a song I got out called 5 Years Down the Road. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Down the road, I bet you'll think about me. You just need some time to realize before you see. I can't keep chasing you and waiting for forever. Can't you see that I want us to be together? 1 month down the road, I'll leave this town behind. Come next year, I'll be singing out this heart of mine. As I get more and more people start to understand, these songs about my life come from inside the man who kept hanging on to see if he might have a chance. I trade my world for one night out and ask for a dance, just to get to hold you, stare into your eyes. Can make me reevaluate the choices in my life. 5 years down the road, I won't be looking back. I'll be too far away to try and trace my tracks to a life I'd have with you. If you just gave me something to hold on to, I might not be so lost and broken down and blue. Yeah, 5 years down the road for me and you. 5 years down the road. Three months' time might just sign me a record deal. Had my first big hit in my own tour bus and on 10 wheels. Stage with a new crowd in a new town every night. Take my mind off if you were there in my line of sight. 5 years down the road, I won't be looking back. I'll be too far away to try and trace my tracks to a life I'd have with you. If you just gave me something to hold on to, I might not be so lost and broken down and blue. Yeah, 5 years down the road for me and you. And I keep wishing on a shooting star. And back then you could see the longing in my heart. Before it seemed we had the perfect place to start. Seem like an eternity. Since you're so wrapped up in a world away from me, one more time, I just wanna tell you honestly, it won't be long till we figure out how it's gonna be. But 5 years down the road, I won't be looking back. I'll be too far away. Try and trace my tracks to a life I'd have with you.
If you just gave me something to hold on to, I might not be so lost and broken down and blue. Yeah, 5 years down the road for me and you. Yeah, 5 years down the road for me and you. Oh, 5 years down the road. 5 years down the road for me and you.
Woo!
Yeah.
Wow.
That was beautiful.
Thanks, guys.
You know what I love too about your music is it's. It's such a great way of storytelling, like the way that you craft it. Are these from like personal experiences in your life?
Yeah.
Or, oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, all of it is.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. That's great. The you know, it definitely brings through that journey with you, and mm-hmm. I love it, love it, love it.
Thanks.
To tail back on, although I kind of think that maybe I already know the answer to this one. Do you have a dream venue? Although you probably already...
Yeah, I do. Right. Well, I haven't for this one. Okay. My dream venue would probably right now be the Troubadour in L.A.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Wow. That's, I think, the first time we've heard of that venue.
I know.
Usually it's like the Sphere or Red Rocks.
Yeah. Really? Red Rocks is pretty cool, too. Right. Yeah.
But that's cool.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love that.
I love those just like iconic clubs, you know? Like,
right.
Oh, yeah.
That's what really interests me.
Yep. And I like the smaller venues, too, the slightly smaller venues, where you can, like, really, you know, connect with that
have
musician.
Those intimate
kind
of performances. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. So now, do you have any influences outside?
Yeah. Outside of the ones I mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, I grew up on just all sorts of music, really. I grew up on mostly different kinds of rock and country, you know. And the music I'm writing nowadays isn't so much leaning country. It's more leaning towards kind of rock or easy listening and stuff. But that's what, like, a lot of people used to do. Like, they would play it on bull stations. You know, you had the kind of the crossover music. And I think that's kind of where I lean, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not from... you know, the South, you know, I'm from California, from Southern California, but, just being what I grew up on, I have a lot of country influences, but I also have a lot of, you know, rock and roll influences and pop influences. But as far as who they are, I mean, who you're mentioning, I mean, the closest thing I can mention is kind of the Eagles or, like the Doobie Brothers or like Kenny Loggins.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love all those guys.
Or, you know, there's guys like Ronnie Millsap or Eddie Rabbit or who else comes to mind? Like Kenny Loggins and America. They were my first concert.
Oh, yeah.
I love America. And,
yeah.
You know, that kind of California country vibe, like Merle Haggard's from Bakersfield.
Yep.
And Dwight Yoakam played out there and Buck Owens. And I love that whole vibe.
It's great, too, that you walk that line. And because, I mean, I feel like you have a more appeal to, you know, more mm-hmm. people because you fill a niche for both, you know, for a variety of genres.
It's more diverse.
Yeah. Well, the music I have out right now, I wrote when I was about 16 or 17 years old. And at the time, I was listening to a lot of country and wanting to move to Nashville. So that's just what came out of me at the time, you know?
Yeah, right.
And now when I moved to Nashville... everybody's country out there, you know?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of different diverse types of music, though. It's not only country, but there's definitely a lot more of that. And what's recently just been coming out of me when I'm writing music is I'm tending to lead more to the kind of pop, rock, mm-hmm. easy listening side.
Sure.
And that's really where I kind of find my own
type
of music, you know, where I really want to lean into kind of that more of that kind of California easy listening rock sound. You know?
You know what I've been... Lately, I've been noticing with country music, country's starting to go more metal, like Hardy.
Like Hardy.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's kind of, I like Hardy.
I do, too. Cool. I saw him back in June.
Yeah.
But, like, compared from, like, you know, his truck bed to, you know, his new album just came out. He's going more.
Yeah, people change, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, music changes and people evolve through their writing, you know?
It's just such a combination that, like, mm-hmm. you've never really seen before. Uh-huh. And I've noticed, like, Hardy, there's a couple other artists out there I've noticed. I'm like, okay.
Post Malone's now in country.
Post Malone's now Beyonce, you know? But it's just, it's crazy to see, like, that evolution of...
I mean...
Our grandparents, you know, they think back to like Sunday morning country oldies, you know. I know.
Country's cool now, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, you don't before it was like, I listen to everything but country. Now it's like, I love country.
You know?
I was the uncool kid because I liked country music in high school.
But you're going from like,
oh, you like that? And now everyone's like, oh, I've always loved country music.
It's, I know,
like,
everyone's grabbing like a pair of boots now and stuff. And like, but it's crazy to think like you used to have that more like bluegrassy twang sound to country, and now they're like, we're going metal.
I mean,
it's a lot more than that too. It's, you know, but
I mean, Kid Rock. Look at him.
Kid Rock.
Well, I think he went from rock to country.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. Oh yeah. But
Most people go from pop or rock to country. You
right.
know?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, and I just love the journey. I love the evolution of our musicians and how they. Mm-hmm. grow, and they're not afraid to branch out, like, you know, and
live your truth. This is what you're feeling. Live your truth.
My favorite singer is Dan Seals on that list. Do you guys know who he is?
I've heard of him.
Yeah. Well, he's he was in a group called England Dan and John Ford Coley in the 70s. Have you heard of them?
I'm gonna look this up.
They have like they've had string hits.
He's old.
Yeah. Well, they had
well, thank you.
But do you know a song like, you know, hello, yeah, it's been a while, not much.
Yeah.
How about you? That song?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not talking about moving in.
Yes,
But I don't want to change your life. So that was like their biggest hit. But anyway, Dan Seals went country in the 80s after he had that kind of soft rock career. And he's kind of the guy I most identify with. And it was really cool. I actually got to meet John Ford Coley. I found he was in the airport. We're going through TSA, and I was looking at him. I was like, I think that's John Ford Coley. And I saw his guitar case come through, and it said it right on the side there. I was like, hey, I was like, I'm a huge fan, man. It's an honor to meet you. And it was really cool because they're just some of my favorite singers, you know?
Yeah.
And I that's my favorite type of music, that like soft rock kind of from the 70s.
Sure.
And Dan Seals has passed, and his grave's in Nashville. I actually go to.
Oh, wow.
I just go to for fun to go look at it. It's like, hey, that's him.
You're right.
And his brother, Jim Seals, is from Seals and Croft, Summer Breeze. You guys know them?
Yeah.
And so they had like a really just cool musical family. But I got to meet John Ford Coley, and I thought that was really cool. So
that's awesome.
That is awesome. Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah.
You know, and they have that saying, like, don't meet your heroes. But I've
had good experiences so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find with musicians, man, they're just down to earth people, man.
Yep.
You know, that's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. So, being in Nashville, I'm sure you've probably seen some shit.
What's that supposed to mean?
I don't know. Just
I'm just
anything from bachelorette parties to God knows what.
Yeah.
What is the craziest encounter you've ever had, like playing music at a gig? And mind you,
man, well,
the FCC is not a thing here, so go wild.
All right. Well, you know, I've seen a few crazy things. I've been asked where people can find drugs on the street all the time, playing gigs. You know, they think, oh, he's a guitar player. He's going to know where he finds drugs. I'm like, that's not me, man. I don't know. You're going to have to go find it yourself. Lots of people falling on the dance floor. I've seen people hit their heads on monitors. They're just, you know, they're all getting drunk. You know, they don't know what they're doing.
They're being they're being monitored.
Being crazy. I've seen people, crazy people coming in, just on drugs. You know, drunk out of their mind, just
under the influence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen some things I don't even really want to mention.
Fair enough.
Oh, but, sure. Yeah.
But, it gets crazy down there at night. Anything goes. I mean, I play 10 o'clock to about 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, that's like the witching hour. Yeah,
the time. And, some people, no normal people are coming in at 2 in the morning.
Well, they say, like, nothing good happens after. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. And, you know, they're not going down there to... Let's go at 2 a.m. to go listen to some good country music.
Right.
There are crazy people getting drunk down there. And it's fun, though. It's fun. I love playing that. I just like to stay on stage.
The people watching is fantastic. Just
people watch as they come through the door, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I know. There must be some good people watching down there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for real. I just tune out and just start looking at all the crazy people on the floor.
It's like the Olympic breakdancing.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Ray gun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's cool. That's cool. All right. So, can you share a moment when you felt like you made a significant impact on someone's life?
I don't know if I'm there yet, honestly. Right. I don't know.
I mean, those drugged out and drunk people, I don't know if they would count, but
I know. I mean, I don't know if I'm at that level yet, man. I'd like to think that I've made an influence on someone's life with my music. I just make the best of every opportunity I can, you know?
Yeah.
And I just hope that people that come to Nashville stick to their own creativity and, you know, what makes them unique about themselves and not try to, like, kind of pander towards anyone or get into the slump of trying to, you know, get a record deal or appeal to a certain audience or something like that. I just...
Be true to
I
you.
Hope I can, just help people be true to themselves, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know, what I love is that I forget that you're so young. Because you have an old soul, you know.
Yeah, man.
You have a baby face and an old soul.
yeah. But it's, you know, we have a lot of listeners that we try to reach out there who are thinking about, you know, hey, I want to get into music. I want to, you know, pick up an instrument.
Yeah, awesome.
You know, and so...
I was a music teacher for 2 years in California.
Oh, really?
I taught little kids guitar and piano and drums.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Uh-huh. It was fun.
Yeah. And, you know, so for you to be out there, to put yourself out there, would you have any, like, advice to others that are thinking about getting out there?
To Nashville?
Or to Nashville?
Just starting out music?
Yeah. Man, just practice your instrument, you know, and I would say play with other people as much as you can,
right?
You know, and just like get comfortable jamming with people and just be nice and like open to playing with whoever it is and not make a big deal about it and just have fun and just have fun playing with other people, I would say, is the best thing possible because it teaches you how to like be in different environments and play with new people and whether it's your own band or someone else's band. It's just, I would just say the best thing you do is play with other people.
Sure. Yeah. And it's great too, because when you forget why you're there and you're just having fun, that's when the best moments occur.
Yeah. When you're not thinking about it.
Right.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's cool.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. How about we go ahead and give the audience another song?
Sounds good.
So are we doing a cover or are we doing an original?
I'll do some Eagles for you.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. Says she's a friend of mine. Take it easy, take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels make you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand. Take it easy. gonna save me.
Thank you.
Woo! Yeah. Doing the Eagles proud.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So, Max, Living or Dead, who is kind of a artist you would like to collaborate with?
Man.
No pressure.
Or you could do both. A living or a dead.
Living and a dead.
If that helps you.
Well, Dan Seals will be one that I mentioned earlier. And the other one would probably be Michael McDonald.
Yes.
Oh, good choice. You just met him.
Yeah, I did. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool. He was such a nice guy.
Really?
Yeah, super down to earth and chill and just super friendly. And it was, I only got to talk to him for about like 10 minutes, but it was really cool to be him.
Yeah. Are you cool with us sharing that picture?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Movie Magic, there it is. So cool.
And
so
what, you saw him where, in Mansfield's?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Great Woods.
Great Woods. Mm-hmm. Oh, the fact that you know it is Great Woods.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That is awesome. Oh, that's cool.
Actually, you did one of his songs at the open mic on Wednesday, too, didn't you?
Yeah, I probably did.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm almost positive. Yeah, that was the selling point to get Chris to cancel his plans.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. I took a video of you, and I'm like, oh, okay. Yes.
Oh.
I'm like, see, cancel the plans.
Cool.
No, and I love.
He's the guy for me, man. Like, Michael McDonald is just the best. You know, his dude is singing, his songwriting, his playing. I mean, man.
Yeah.
Oh, he's
and Kenny Loggins. But they're kind of like tied together. You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love those guys. I'm a huge fan of the whole genre of music. Like, Johnny Cash. Not Johnny Cash. Oh my God, I'm having a brain aneurysm.
Who are you talking about?
Yeah. Neil Young.
Please.
Neil Young.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love
Neil Young.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that whole playlist.
There it is.
Yeah.
I feel like we could turn this into a game. Like you mentioned artists and he's like, I got this.
We could.
Yeah. That's a good question. Is it easy for you to pick up songs, like cover songs, when you teach them yourself?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, I know. I have friends that are like that, I went up to one guy that I know, Kevin Shields, that was like, hey, you know Santa Monica? He's like, yeah, I can do that. Mm-hmm. And it's just, I'm always blown away by people that can do that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how I just figured it out. I don't know. I just listened to records and then tried to figure it out on the guitar, and it just became easy where I can just hear it. And then just
play it by ear.
Just play it by ear? Really? Wow. That's cool. That's cool. And I feel, too, when you do play it by ear, it gives you an opportunity to really make it your own as well. Kind of like...
Yeah, true. It might not be exactly the same, but it'll be close.
Yeah.
Close enough, you know?
Yeah. And I mean, that's kind of why... It's kind of a strange world that they're... you know, we have a lot of just really talented musicians who have such a beautiful craft of crafting their own music. But then they post like one cover that they do on social media, and then that goes viral.
Oh yeah,
you know, but then after that,
that's
when a lot of people get really invested in the rest of their music too. But I feel like with you, the quality of your songs is just. That bar set high.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm honored to hear you say that about the stuff I have out now, you know? Yeah. That's like in the past for me right now, you know?
Sure.
I sat on that stuff for a couple years, you know? And I was like, should I release this? And I was like, because it's not my current style that I am now.
Right.
And I was just like, what the hell? I'll just release it. And just for fun. And but I'm really happy that you guys like it. That's awesome.
Yeah,
yeah, definitely.
I mean, the fact that I was able to pull it up and I'm like, can you please play this one?
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, sure. I think it caught you off guard a little bit in there.
Maybe, yeah, a little bit. Is that second verse? It's like, what are those words again?
Could have fooled me.
Yeah.
Right. No, that's great. And you know, I'm looking forward to hearing some newer stuff from you.
Yeah, it's on my phone, man. Just waiting. Waiting to be put out there. So.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So what's that process like? You know, going through the recording process. Do you go to a studio or?
Yeah. So my friend has a studio there in Nashville, and they got it costs money to record. It's not
right.
Free, you know?
Yeah.
It's like it's not too expensive. You know, it's worth it to get a good recording. You know, I'm worth it. It's worth it to me to work hard and try to get the best recording I can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But what they do is they bring in like studio musicians. So we got a bass player, drummer, guitar player, keys player.
Oh, wow.
And they learn the song on the spot, basically. They write, like, what they'll do is I'll send just, like, a little tape of me playing it and singing it on acoustic.
Yeah.
And then they'll write, like, a chord chart out. You know what that is? I'm sure you do, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they'll write just, like, a chord chart out for it and learn it on the spot and record it, basically. And that's how Nashville does it. They do it just like that.
Yeah.
Get it done within, like, 20, 30 minutes, you know?
It's the best of the best. Like, they can just pick that right up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then... they'll get that kind of basic track of the song down, and then I'll go back and then I'll do like some guitar solos or whatever other guitar parts I wanted and then sing it. And that's how I've been doing it.
That's so cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's so cool. I know we don't have too many recording studios out here. Although, shout out to Wachusett Recording Studio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do have.
Nice.
And they're really good out there. Actually, in fact, for season two, we're taking one of our bands that we've had in studio. We're going to go ahead and record our theme song.
Yes.
Yeah.
There at Wachusett?
Yeah, nice. Yeah. That'll be fun. Yeah.
When we were, this is way back, we were only, what episode were they on? It was pretty.
Like it was pretty far back. Seven, six?
Yeah, I want to say.
Seven, eight.
Yeah. Well, we were still trying to get our shit together, basically. So, you know, as we're waiting around, they just on the fly came up with this like waiting hold music. And we were like, this is great. So we're going to have them.
I like to call it the adventure song.
The adventure song, yes.
The adventure song. And we kind of played it off of Lord of the Rings. So I told him, I said to...
I'm clueless about that.
Yeah. I was like, I said to Marcus, I'm like, hey, after we get recorded, we got to do a music video and do like a parody spoof off of Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, yeah. And
well, that'll, I like be an, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. That'll be an adventure for me because I have no idea anything about that or Star Wars. I'll be the first to admit I've never seen a single Star Wars.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What?
Well, no, yeah. I call this new board we have over here R2-D2.
Right. Well, it's the Force is weak with you, unfortunately.
It is. It is.
Star Wars was my favorite when I was a kid. And that's like all I could ever talk about.
Oh, me too.
I had all the little action figures and... You know,
yeah, not me, not so much.
Movies, no.
I've actually had people be like, "I will give you my Disney Plus login if you just watch them and get with the program." And then it starts the debate of like, where do you start? Do you start at the first one, or do you actually do the timeline that's all over the place? What's okay?
I don't know about that.
What's your opinion? What's your take on that?
I'm not that into it anymore. I was like 10. I'm just kidding. I don't know. I would just do it in the order they were released.
Yeah.
Not the actual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, just the way that
the one with Liam Neeson.
The way that everybody else had to watch them, basically. Yeah. Mm. All right, Christopher, I'm gonna need that login.
The Fandomaxes.
Oh,
I'm gonna need to mooch your stuff.
Mooch my stuff. But anyways, yeah. So, yeah, no, great taste in music. Our movies as well.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I love
it. Sure.
I mean, I got the great taste in music covered at least.
No. We'll get you exposed to the good stuff. Anyways, let's see. You know what?
What?
Why just go another song?
Sure. Yeah. And you feel free to repeat anything that you played in the live as well.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. I know more than two songs, I think.
I just really was a fan of the one I requested.
Cool. Here, you know what? Is it all right if I do a song that's not out?
Sure.
Okay. Oh, my
we
God.
We love that, yeah.
An exclusive.
Yeah, so this is the first song I want to release off of the new ones that I've recorded. It's called She's Gonna Look My Way.
Living my life far away from this lonely town. Big city dreams could take me away to a place I haven't found. There's a girl next door and she knows for sure I'd take her anywhere she wanted to go. But she left me here, now my only fear is she won't be coming back alone. She was long gone, but then I saw her in a dream. She's gonna look my way this time around. Don't you know that everybody knows it? She's gonna look my way when she comes to town. Even though she may not even know it, she's gonna look my way this time around. Don't you know? She's gonna look my way when she comes to town, even though she may not even know it at all. Yeah. I keep on thinking if I don't leave now, I know I may never go. My life's moving fast, but if I keep holding on to the past, it'll only slow me down right now, cause I know anyhow where I want my life to lean. My time is now, and I think somehow she's gonna end up chasing me. I thought she was long gone, but then I saw her in a dream. She's gonna look my way this time around. Don't you know that everybody knows it? She's gonna look my way when she comes to town, even though she may not even know it. She's gonna look my way this time around. Don't you know that everybody knows it? She's gonna look my way when she comes to town, even though she may not even know it at all.
Okay. I can totally picture, like, in a convertible, top down, cool, driving up the west coast there in California.
The Pacific Coast Highway?
Yeah, Pacific Coast Highway. Just listen to that.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's cool. Wow.
Awesome.
Man, I'm telling you, it's so awesome to see you perfect your craft, to hear you play.
Thanks,
like,
man.
Yeah,
appreciate that.
Yeah, it's cool. Like, you have some serious talent, man. That song is going to be on the radio.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and just the fact that, like, you are so young, I feel like this is kind of just the beginning. Like, the world is your oyster, you know what I mean? Like, here you are in our little studio now, and I can definitely see.
You guys gave me the first shot.
Yes, definitely.
I can definitely see, like, in the future, like you said, hearing this stuff on the radio, and
it's
kind of just the beginning for you, you know?
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you got a bright future ahead of you, brother.
Thanks, you, man. I appreciate that.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm doing the best I can right now, you know?
Right.
Keep on keeping on.
That's right. So are you doing the music full-time, or are you doing other stuff as well? Yeah,
full-time.
Full-time, man.
Wow. I haven't had to get another job besides playing guitar or singing in Nashville.
Oh my God.
So that's the dream.
You are living the life.
I mean, there's two different ways you can look at it. You know, like, I'm not rich and famous by any means, but I am making a living playing music, being able to support myself. So I am super grateful and happy that I can do that.
That's amazing.
You know, that's a richness that others don't have often. Sure. To be able to survive off of what you love doing. That's awesome.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody can do it, though. I really want to tell people this because not a lot of people know that anyone, I mean, if you can gather enough, you know, funds or whatever it is that you need to be able to move down to Nashville, you can seriously make a living even just playing covers on Broadway, man.
Yeah.
Anybody can do it. It's not special to me or anybody else down there. There's no trick to it.
Right.
You just got to go down there and make friends with people and
networking.
Just hang out and network, and you'll get some gigs, and it might start off slow, but it's not special to me. Anybody can do it, for real.
Yeah. No, networking is huge.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's how you get so many gigs.
Yeah.
You know,
for real.
Yeah. That's cool.
I get texts every day. Hey, can you play this gig? Uh-huh. Even being up here, I'm like, sorry, man, I'm not in town.
Right.
I mean, that's a great feeling, though. I'd be like, thanks for thinking of me.
Yeah, it's cool. It's really awesome. And I do every single one I can. I say yes to as many as I can.
That's
cool.
Sure.
Yeah.
Even when I'm tired, you know, playing people down there, they play doubles and triples. That's, you know, during the day playing 8 hours.
Oh, wow.
Some people do 4 gigs a day, 4 4-hour gigs, 16 hours on stage.
Wow.
How do they have a voice at the end of the night?
The most I've done is 3.
Wow. How did you have a voice at the end of the night?
You don't. It's gone. You're done through. You need a few days to recover after that.
Wow.
But that's how you make a living, hustling down there playing.
Yeah.
Put this down for a second.
Yeah.
And two, I think it's, in a way, it's a little bit easier to, you know, put in that long of a day when you're just doing what you love. You know,
mm-hmm.
I put in 14 hours at the... At a recent rock festival, taking pictures, and didn't feel like 14 hours at all. I mean, my body was like, "Oh my god, what have you done?" but the rest of me was like, "Yeah, it's fine,
cool,
I'm just doing something I enjoy doing."
That's great.
Yeah. Exactly. Man. So let's see, Nick, you want to take the next question?
Sure. Yeah, I think. Do you have a guilty pleasure song?
Oh.
Guilty pleasure song?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Like, have you ever Rickrolled anyone?
No, but my girlfriend has to me several times.
That's amazing.
People still do that, apparently.
Yes, that's a thing. That's awesome. I've seen people put, like, QR codes on, like, the back of their car, so when people scan it, it brings you to YouTube.
Oh, never seriously? Gonna give you
up. Yeah.
Rickrolled. Do you have that on the back of your car?
No, but I thought about it. I have the means of doing it.
Yeah. That's funny.
You should do that on, like, put it on your guitar case.
Yeah.
Ooh, there you go.
Even like Rickroll people.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'll make one. I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure song. You know, I'm not super into rap, but there is this one rap song that is like, they sampled I Keep Forgetting by Michael McDonald and like rap over it.
Really?
It's called, what's it called? It's called Regulate. I don't know if you've heard it.
Okay.
But I seriously dig that song.
I'm gonna look that up.
And that's, I mean, honestly, I don't have any guilty pleasure. I just listen to whatever. I don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you like it or not. But yeah, that would be it.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah. Rap is a genre. Like, it was the farthest away from my upbringing.
Yeah.
And uh-huh. You know, but now I actually judged a rap show recently, and oh my God, that's like a whole different kind of talented.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're, oh my gosh.
I mean, look at when we had Dom on here. And
I know, right?
All the dedication.
Freestyle for you?
Yeah. He did.
Cool. Yeah.
It was amazing. Yeah. Amazing.
And just everything that like goes into his process because he mixes all of his stuff himself and like his,
mm-hmm.
from start to finish.
But that's what I love about you is that you've accepted all, it seems like you've accepted all genres of music.
Yeah, of course. I listen to everything.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a craft, you know. It's especially blues. I think blues. I think the fact that you mentioned earlier that you started off, you know, playing some blues. That's a great way to learn how.
Yeah, of course.
Well, because that's like a lot of improv.
Yeah.
I do that all the time. Improvise. That's mm-hmm. what I love doing.
That's sweet.
That's how you solo. You know, when you're on a gig.
Yeah.
You know, you just improvise.
Yeah, it's whatever. Right,
go ahead, take one. You know,
whatever your little heart's feeling, just roll with it.
Yep.
Yeah. Even Metallica.
He always finds a way to sneak Metallica into every episode.
We're getting Metallica here. Even Metallica was playing Sweet Caroline.
Yeah.
In between moving and Lars. Yeah, it was so. Some people loved it, and other people was like, "What are they doing?"
Some people just hate that.
Oh,
song
you know what
passion.
I saw them do? I saw them do Purple Rain. Right.
Really?
What?
I saw that, right? Oh, I mean, I was not live, but
I
was on YouTube.
Oh,
you've
wanna,
seen that, right?
No, I want to look that
no,
up.
I
think
Kirk
Hammett and Robert, however you pronounce his name, Trujillo.
Oh, Trujillo. Trujillo, yeah.
We're doing it. And people are like, what is this?
Oh, that's
they seriously awesome. Doing Prince right now?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, you know, musicians are musicians.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Just because you're into heavy rock doesn't mean, like, you can't enjoy Prince.
I love it when they throw the audience in for a loop, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What are they doing? Yeah. That's cool.
I mean, I hate to throw it back to Hardy, but I'm going to throw it back to Hardy. He did that cover of Gin and Juice.
Really?
He did a cover of Gin and Juice, and actually Dr. Dre was on it as well.
Oh.
Yep.
Yeah. Give that one a listen.
I will.
So,
I will.
Yeah, he went from truck bed now to metal. But he also did his own little twangy version of Gin and Juice.
Yeah. Cool.
So you must have had a variety of experiences so far in this musical journey. And just on the offshoot chance that it's not the Grand Opry, what's your favorite experience so far? So in that you've experienced?
In Nashville.
Or anywhere.
Or anywhere.
Really. Anywhere.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, a big thing for me is traveling the country. I really love doing that, like playing gigs in new places and new cities, and that's a big deal for me. But as far as living in Nashville, my favorite experience is just recording, man. I love the process.
And
songwriting, you know. I love writing a song in, you know, my apartment, and then being able to take that and make it into like a thing I can listen to and fully produced project and stuff. I just love the process of songwriting and recording. And it takes a lot of work, you know, but it's just like really...
It's rewarding, though.
Rewarding when it's done, you know. So that's probably it.
That's cool. That's cool. Are you... you have plans in the future to release a whole album?
Yeah, I would like to. I would like to. Everyone just releases singles nowadays, apparently.
I know, right?
You
know
what
I
mean? EPs,
And there's a reason they do that, you know?
Yeah.
It's so people will... That's all you have to listen to is people will listen to that. And you release a whole album, there's like, you know, 9 out of 10 songs people aren't going to listen to as much, you know?
Yeah.
So it makes sense to release singles, but I'm constantly writing and constantly recording, and I would love to release just a full-length album. Mm-hmm. That's totally what I'd love to do.
See, because I can, I you know, imagine a picture, you doing a whole story throughout that whole album.
Yeah.
You know, walking a person right through a whole journey.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
You know?
That, or I like when the artists do end up releasing like a full album, but they'll like kind of breadcrumb, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That way there it's like...
Yeah.
You end up hearing basically from the start all to the finish of the album, but it's like
that's
just all over the place.
That's the new way to release an album.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really popular. That happens a lot.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. It's amazing just, you know, being behind the scenes, seeing the process of, you know, putting the music together, creating it, and putting it out there. And, you know, that's what I love about, you know, your generation and the way the music world is now. Used to have to get a record label signed before you could really get out there. But now we have so many avenues to get our music out there.
Right.
It's
like just the technology behind things. You can
have
a home recording studio, and you know, once you perfect your craft there, and I'm going to name drop, you know, like Corey Knapp. He does all of his own, you know, mixing and stuff right at his home. And it's phenomenal, just the fact that like you have all of this technology at your fingertips that you can just promote yourself and take yourself places now.
And that's our goal. We want to launch someone's career from the show.
Cool.
So hopefully, Max, we launch your career.
Sounds good with me.
Right.
Uh-huh.
You have our full support.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, for sure. Let's see. Well, you know what? We're getting down to all these questions. I don't know if you had another question for Max, buddy.
Buddy old pal.
I don't know why I went buddy. My brain's like, abandon ship.
All right, bro.
right there, broski.
Actually, do you have another song for us?
Yeah,
sure.
Like
a,
yeah,
Sure.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
What you guys want?
I'm going to be that guy.
Freebird!
Of course.
No, all right. No. Hey, I've done it plenty of times.
Are you serious? Like the full length Freebird?
Oh my God.
What do you mean? Yeah, of course. I do it every day, pretty much.
World Stairway.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like the two.
Is that allowed to play that on the show?
I mean, if you really want to.
I mean, it's not a guitar sender, technically.
It's not.
Well, it's going to turn into one real fast.
And for what it's worth,
yeah.
He didn't have to fill out the JOT form that said no stairway, no stairway.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have that in there.
So guess what? He's technically not bound to the contract
that's
here.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Usually when we have like a form. So if anybody wants to come on the show, they'll fill it out. And mm-hmm. at the end, there's like, you know, terms and conditions and all things. And part of that is in the agreement is no stairway, no free bird. But I guess you're exempt from that.
No stairway.
Yeah, I felt obligated to put that in there, but I do love Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, who doesn't love some Led Zeppelin?
Oh my God, I know. They're great. Yeah. They're great. Up to you, brother. It's, you know, if you want to go ahead and do a cover, original.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever you're feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Sounds good. I'll do, do this one.
I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so damn depressed. So I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. But I ain't ready for the altar, but I do agree there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Thinking about you, sister, golden hair surprise. And I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent. I've been too hard to find. But it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind. Will you meet me? I try to fake it, don't mind saying, just can't make it. Well, I keep on thinking about you, sister, golden hair surprise. And I just can't live without you, can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent. I've been too hard to find. But it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind. Will you meet me in the middle? Will you meet me in the air? Will you love me just a little? Just enough to show you care. Will I try? Don't mind saying, just can't make it.
Oh, I love that.
That was awesome.
Well, thank you, Max, for coming on here. This has been just a tremendous honor. Really,
yeah.
Seriously.
It's been an honor for me.
Oh, thank you. And I'm just blown away by how talented you are and your commitment to, you know, your craft.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. And I hope nothing for the best for you.
Yes.
I think you'll be going some places. Hopefully one of those places back to California. But
yeah, and back here also.
And then back.
Yeah.
Back to Garden of Mass.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I'll be here.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. And so before we let you go, would you like to tell the audience where they can find your music?
Yeah, they can just find me anywhere. Well, you can find me on Spotify and iTunes and basically any streaming platform just under my name, Max Struthers. But I'm on all social media under Max Struthers Music.
Perfect.
Or take a walk down Broadway in Nashville.
Oh, man. Yeah. Totally worth it, let me tell you. Totally worth it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, Max. We really appreciate you. And, you know, like I said, we've been just absolutely blown away by, you know, your storytelling with your lyrics and your, you know, skills with guitar.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
I think it's safe to say that this episode is the musical chairs of Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
That's right.
You know what? I think I can actually change the intro so that it says Max.
Let's do it.
We'll just do it for that
to one. Give it a little razzle-dazzle.
No, thank you, brother. I appreciate you again. And guys, make sure you check out Max's music. If you're down in Nashville, Tennessee, make sure you check him out live. We'll get him back out in this area, I'm sure. And when we do, we'll blast that out so that you can check him out in person.
Yes.
And then, so guys, this has been another episode of the Musical Chairs in Massachusetts. So make sure that you are following us, listening to our podcast. If you're listening to the podcast right now, chances are you're following us, and we thank you so very much. Again, your support helps support our musicians. So that's a wrap, huh?
That's a wrap. All right. Bye, everyone.
All right.
Bye.